Welcome to Global Journal of Environmental Science and Management podcast. You are listening to Volume 9, Special Issue, Eco-Friendly Sustainable Management, 2023. Article Number 7. Life Cycle Assessment of Paper Products Based on Recycled and Virgin Fiber. Author, J. Simamora. Affiliation, Natural Resources and Environmental Management Science, IPB University, Bogor, West Java, Indonesia. Author, E.I. Willoso. Affiliation, Research Center for Sustainable Production System and Life Cycle Assessment, Brin, Tangerang, Indonesia. Author, M. Yani. Affiliation, Department of Agro-Industrial Technology, Faculty of Agricultural Engineering and Technology, IPB University, P.O. Box 220, Bogor, West Java, Indonesia. Corresponding author, M. Yani. Abstract, Background and Objectives. Virgin wood fiber and recycled waste paper are the main raw materials for paper production. Virgin wood fiber paper appears less favorable than recycled paper, as recycled paper generally consumes more natural resources. Global. This study presents a comparative life cycle assessment of paper production in Indonesia using wood fibers and recycled fiber materials. This life cycle assessment study aimed to compare two comparable products, namely duplex board with 93% recycled fiber and folding boxboard with 100% wood or virgin fiber raw materials. Methods: both products were represented as 1 metric ton of the final product. The study utilized a cradle-to-grave system and combined primary data from a paper factory in Indonesia with secondary data from the EcoInvent database, representing processes in background systems. Various impact assessment methods were employed to evaluate the environmental impact, including the Greenhouse Gas Protocol, the Center for Environmental Studies, International Reference Life Cycle Data System, and the United Nations Environment Programme, Society for Environmental Toxicology, and Chemistry Toxicity Model. All inventory and impact assessments were performed using CIMA Pro software. Findings: the current study revealed that duplex board is environmentally preferable to folding boxboard across all the impact categories assessed. The results of the impact assessment of global warming potential, fossil, acidification, particulates, fossil abiotic depletion, and human toxicity cancer for duplex board were 1,848.26 kg carbon dioxide equivalent, 8.12 kg sulfur dioxide equivalent, 2.12 kg particulate matter 2.5 equivalent, 14,668.06 megajoule, and 0.000017 comparative toxic unit, while for folding boxboard 2,651.25 kg carbon dioxide equivalent, 13.95 kg sulfur dioxide equivalent, 3.27 kg particulate matter 2.5 equivalent, 22,395.81 megajoule, and 0.000021 comparative toxic unit, respectively. All impact magnitudes were measured in functional units per 1 ton of paper product. Conclusion: the study has revealed the environmental impact of paper products produced in Indonesia. Paper products made from recycled fibers are a more environmentally favorable option than those produced from virgin fibers. Through further contribution analysis, it was determined that the main contributor to all impact categories in both production systems was fossil-based energy input. Efforts to improve the environmental performance of the two products should focus on enhancing the energy efficiency of the system and incorporating non-fossil fuel energy sources into the production process. Keywords: global warming potential, life cycle assessment, paper product, recycled fiber, virgin fiber. You can read full article at gjesm.net.